Hip-hop is so universal now, and it's bringing so many cultures together, so many different walks of life. Like, when you come to my show, when you come to one of my shows, you're going to see black kids, Asian kids, white kids, Hispanic kids. It's going to be like just all walks of life. 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 Walks of life.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Color. What's up, family?
What's good?
What's good, no doubt. Before we get started, I'm going to give a shout out to, stumbling words already, I ain't even been drinking, to a boy, Adam Sandnick, who was on last week.
What's good?
I'm going to give a quick shout out to him, no doubt. First topic on Hip Hop Digest Show, the new documentary on Shady Records featuring Eminem, Dr. Dre, 50, everybody who's involved in that, and more. It's about a 30-minute documentary. If you haven't seen it, you should watch it. It's a very good documentary. It really shows the power and the talent that Eminem certainly came in to the game with. I mean, it's actually unbelievable. You know, it's been since 97, at least when his first tape was out. I'm not up on M. I'm not knowing what's good in 97. I'm just like everybody else when he bust on the scene. But the documentary goes through that whole situation and chronicles that situation. Chronicles him and Paul Rosenberg and how they got together. And everybody was real nice, real congenial. 50 had wonderful words to say. Dr. Dre, you know, Royce da 5'9". You know, the whole thing. So it's a very good documentary. And you guys got memories from Eminem's entry into the world of hip hop? What you thought?
Well, I for one thought he was very nice when I heard him. That was game recording days. I thought this nigga was nice when I first heard him. I was like, damn, he's white? Are you kidding me? All right.
It's funny because Dr. Dre has that same reaction. Dr. Dre's in the documentary talking about he at Jimmy Iovine's house just, you know, listening to some different music and, you know, Eminem pops on. He's like, who the hell is that? He said he didn't even find out he was white till a week later. So, you know, Swerving, you got some Eminem memories? The documentary's crazy, yo.
Eminem was dope back when he first came on the scene. I was like, wow, you know what I'm saying? Because you could tell he was hungry. You could tell that he really, really was into the culture and all that kind of stuff. Now, did that last? Once he became the Tiger Woods of rap, I was out. But before that, when he was hungry, before he was getting paid, before that, My Name Is and all that, yo, Eminem was serious.
I didn't think My Name Is was that bad.
But he was very serious when he came on.
I didn't think My Name Is was that bad.
Okay.
But that being said, Eminem displays this, what you have to be paid. Dr. Dre has it. Eminem has it. The corporate rapper has it. Coons have it. This innate ability to know in your heart that crack the bottle is whack, but a lot of motherfuckers out there think that's what's up. You know, a lot of, you know, hey, a whole other generation, a whole nother is singing that him and Rihanna joint word for word. You're on their knees singing about that type of shit. I don't know what the record is about. I just know he made a record with Rihanna and sold stupid units and made a ridiculous amount of money. He has that same trait. To turn off the 90s or the early 2000s, you have to turn that shit off. We don't want to hear that shit. To now, you know, with the new style. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you ever think that you're going to catch Eminem, Kirk G., Swerving, you ever think you're going to catch Eminem on Chief Keef or Ratchet? We know he has his own lane, and I still think M is still in his lane. I don't personally, or I can't really appreciate his latter work, but he is in his own lane. Are we ever going to catch him on Ratchet? Are we ever going to catch him on Drill or whatever they're calling that shit? Bobby should murder type shit.
I don't know. I mean, I guess, like you say, he has his own lane, so he can pretty much do what he wants.
Right.
And yeah, but if I'm not mistaken, didn't he make a record with Wayne?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
It was called Top of the World or something like that.
The propensity for him to do that shit is there.
one of the things that they claim on the label, him and Paul Rosenberg, that Shady Records is really the home and really one of the last homes for true, just straight out the box lyricists.
What?
Yes. I mean, on a commercial level. Now, you got to remember, don't talk about a small boutique label. I'm talking about a commercial label. And if you look at commercial labels, Swervin, nobody is boasting more just purely talented. Now, whether they're making good music or not, that's one thing. But nobody's boasting more purely talented MCs than Shady. And you got to be honest with that. Mm. On a commercial level, don't compare it to your favorite underground joints. Commercial.
I'm stuck.
Yeah, I'm stuck.
Word?
I keep wanting to throw the corporate in there, but he doesn't have enough people over there.
That's what I'm saying. He doesn't have a lot of professional MCs. I mean, just pure out lyricists like that. You cannot put the corporate on that. Shady Records still boasts the best at a pure MC level.
Jeez.
You guys hate to admit it, but yeah, come on.
Because it's just when I'm thinking MC, I'm not thinking that level of commercialism.
Right.
Oh, I know what you're saying.
I know 50 was doing his thing, but even he wasn't on that.
I'm just
on
saying.
That MC level, he was damn good at what he was doing.
Right.
So,
is Royce even on his label? Was Royce on there?
Royce was on the label. Royce is probably still on the label with the freedom to do side projects a la, you know, the P-Rhyme or Prime with Primo, but he's on the label.
And what about D12? Weren't they whack? Come on, B.
Yeah, I can't really co-sign a lot of the D12. I mean, you know, Obi Trice proof. I mean, other than that, those rest of those guys, no one's going to co-sign that. I'm not even talking about that. I guess I'm just talking about Slaughterhouse, if you take as a collective and an individual, you know, on a commercial label. And
that's
he brings Slaughterhouse. But I'm saying, but he brings Slaughterhouse in to your basement and with two turntables. Not many commercial labels can handle that pressure. Now, whether those guys make good music, that's not what I'm asking. I'm talking about pure talent.
Yeah, Slaughter is very nice.
Slaughter's very nice. There's no label. You think fucking Baby Williams is going to bring Lil Wayne and them niggas up in there to handle that pressure? They can't do it. You think the corporate's going to bring his soft posse up in there? He's going to bring Kanye and them niggas, and they're going to want to start modeling and shit.
You can bring Jay Elect through.
Well.
Got to bring him out of hiding.
Yeah, you got to find him first. Huh?
Well.
Witness protection.
Well, there's more on that later. Well. Okay. So, indeed. Shout out to, I'm just saying, I found myself, you know, it's only a 30-minute documentary. It's very short. You know, I found myself saying that, you know what, I haven't liked Shady's material lately, but where he came in and really what he boasts on his label is still pretty formative, and you got to give him credit for that.
So now that you gave me some time to think about it, okay, I'll give you that, because I'm thinking lyrically only. I'm not thinking musically.
Right. See, there you go. Exactly.
Okay. So lyrically only, yeah, okay. I'll give you that.
So, yeah. Shout out to Eminem and Rosenberg.
I'll put Mellow Music up against anybody.
Oh, see, but Mellow Music is not commercial.
That's what I'm saying.
Mellow Music is the most underrated label conglomerate right now. I put $1 million on Mellow Music.
Here we go with that again.
But that, you look at their lineup.
Man,
you look at the lineup on Mellow Music.
I put $1 million on Mellow Music Group.
But you said commercial, so I'm gonna
give
it to you.
That's why I said I had to draw it at commercial. You know what I mean? So, no doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is starting this summer. All new releases around the world will be released on the exact same day, Friday. Now, if you've been around the music industry as long as we have, it was traditionally the Tuesday release date.
Yep.
Things would come out Tuesday. And then, of course, around the world, it would be different days. It would come out Tuesday in the U.S. It may come out Thursday in the U.K. And then Asia would have a whole separate date a month later, et cetera, et cetera. You know how they dole that shit out. And Asia CDs would always have different tracks and bonus shit and European CDs, which I never really understood that shit. But the record industry, the worldwide record industry, is saying Friday is the new deal. And my question is, why does that really even, why you know, they're so far behind with the quote unquote, and I'm using these are examples, with the Beyonce surprise album back in 2013. I don't even know what day she released it. She released it. People heard about it and the whole universe was tipped and she's made a lot of money. Drake, same thing. Out of nowhere, no advertising, no nothing. You know, he released his joint. The whole world gets turned upside down. He's making a lot of money. Swervin, I got to ask you, you used to work down to RIAA.
Uh-huh.
What good is the RIAA and the international recording of phonographic something or another, the international body, what good are they?
What good are they?
Yeah, well, I mean, what good are they? I'm just saying, you got two of the biggest prominent artists, Beyonce and Drake. People are now busting out, breaking their necks left and right to record an album, and they keep quiet about it, and then just bam, there it is.
Well, that's not necessarily the RIAA's job. The RIAA's job is to make sure people ain't stealing music and to hand out plaques.
Oh, okay.
So basically, the RIAA might be behind this. Because you figure you drop it without any fanfare.
It's more the industry itself than the RIAA. I wouldn't give the RIAA that much power.
Really?
Or credit, huh?
Nah, they handing out plaques and making sure anybody's stealing.
Well, they're doing a bad job.
Because I figure if you're dropping the album without any fanfare.
They were doing a bad job when I was there.
That means it gets dropped and it's like, okay, boom, it's here and nobody can't bootleg it if it's out there without any notice.
Right, exactly. And they're doing a bad job. But the red herring in the room is the new math, and we'll continue to talk about that as we go along. Pharrell. And Pharrell's the biggest target for the new math. 43 million spins on Pandora of Happy, and that generated him $3,000. I saw a graphic that generally an artist gets from the RIAA in the international body approved apps. That means Spotify, that means Pandora, a couple others. But you got to be approved by the sanctioning body. An artist is getting 0.0045 cents per every spin. That's less than half a penny, my nigga.
Well, B, per that's spin. Over the Sound Exchange.
Okay, whether it's Sound Exchange or these other cats up there, somebody's making a lot of guap. Now, whether it's Sound Exchange is, I don't know who's the beneficiary. We know the majors are getting the majority of that money. We know that. Okay, I'm just assuming. Your average art, 43 million spins, especially the way they're counting the new math. If Pharrell got 43 million spins and you're counting that on the new math, does that mean his album is like diamond or something now, G?
Damn near. Damn near.
Gotta be.
And wouldn't Pharrell on the new math have a right to go to his label and be like, yo, y'all owe me some money?
Because fuck all this smoke and mirror shit.
Right.
Where the guap at?
So get ready for your new Friday releases. I don't know what that really means. Sounds like to me that the top artist is saying fuck a Friday release. You know, it's going down on a whatever that kid is. I love making them. Going down on a Tuesday, but
not anymore.
It's going down maybe Wednesday afternoon at 3 p.m.
Man, that sounds like they're trying to get it on payday.
Niggas is getting off work. Go ahead and download that good shit.
Okay, that's what's up. No doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is music's social media side hustle. Now, the facts came from a gentleman by the name of Wolfgang Gardner over at the Q Point. It was a great article, but I took some facts from his article just for full disclosure. The reason why this topic came up, was at work and was talking to this young guy. Now, this young guy is the first, when I saw him, I thought about E Color.
Uh-oh.
Young guy, about 14. Nigga looked like he wear about a 14 shoe. Phone posits and shit. Sort of this pink fuchsia purple combo.
Damn.
Shit. Legs look like matchsticks and shit. With the longest torso you can imagine.
Oh my God.
It's crazy.
Let's picture the nigga standing on stilts and shit.
Yeah, I mean, almost that's what he looked like. So he's a young boy, but he only 14. Tall young boy, but a pleasant young man or whatever. His mom was in the ER for whatever. She fell or something about twist her ankle. So, you know, he's bouncing in and out of the room. I tell him, I was like, what's up, young blood, or whatever. And we start talking. I ask him, you know, who he like? What's good? I always like to ask young guys, who, you know, like that, who look like that. And they certainly not me. So, you know, he pulls out his phone and whatnot. And he was like, let me see who I got up. And shit. Flipping through Instagram and shit and doing all this and shit. And so, you know, he name off the usual suspects. Drake, obviously, is the first name that dropped or whatever. Said he's fucking with Young Thug, Rich Gang, you know, that type of shit. You know, them type of niggas. You know, that's who he listen to. But back to the topic at hand, music's social media side hustle. Certainly, and I'm not a social media historian. I don't do social media. I don't know anything about it. But I believe that it all started with MySpace. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, that was a big one.
That was a big one.
Okay, you got, especially you, Swervin, so you should be able to chime in on this crazy. And MySpace was probably the first direct interaction over the internet between a fan and the artist. And that brang a Soulja Boy, right? Am I correct on that? MySpace was largely Soulja Boy with millions of fans on this particular portal at that particular time. Superman and shit.
Yeah, that and YouTube. I think he was doing covers.
Okay. Okay.
YouTube.
No doubt. And so he said Facebook acted on the same principle as MySpace. And then he goes in and says Twitter created a very different type of environment. Music fans followed their artists and bands, you know, within 140 characters along with text and images. So now you got, I'm assuming, it, am I correct on this? You have a Twitter situation jumping off, and let's say you follow Talib Kweli, right? Uh-huh. So if Talib Kweli says something, it's going to pop up on your particular device, right?
If they use your at, whatever your name is.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right. Okay. So you're personally approved by either Talib or his people, right?
Yes.
Okay. I got it. Okay. So now for me, I'm an older guy. I'm a dinosaur. Social media. I was done when Shaq did the verbiereal, I'm taking a shit on Twitter. I was done. I was like, there's no use for it. But I'm not 14. Instagram, obviously next, would post pictures from your phone, that type of shit. Instagram. Now, Instagram is more of the Kardashian hookup, right? Selfies, ass shots. Is that Instagram? Am I right on that, Swervin?
Yeah, but you also got like 15 seconds of fame also on there now. Too,
oh, okay. So you can have a 15 second video on that.
Yeah.
My daughter chimed in and said, don't forget about Tumblr, Vine, Google Plus.
Yeah, that's for the youngins.
Okay. See, well, there we go. So music's unfortunate social media side hustle. Also, what I learned from that young boy is your social media game has to be at a high level, or else you ain't gonna sell music anyway. Matter of fact, your social media level is more important than the music and or the content.
Oh yeah.
Would I be correct on that, Swervin or Kirgy? Somebody get in, help me. I'm asking these questions.
I'm not getting in because I don't know historically either, so I'm not saying much. But about as far as image and social media and all that shit being more important than the content, just the name Kardashians alone just answer that question. They ain't got no fucking talent, but
they're
rich and famous because of the social media and everything else that they do. So, of course, that means more.
So, if little Johnny is saying, I'm really digging Drake, and he goes and gets that, and Drake or his people, whoever's in charge of that, responds back to little Johnny. Yeah, that's almost like a personal hookup, right?
Little Johnny is on some straight fame at that point. Matter of fact, let me just give you a quick for instance.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
Your boy out there in San Francisco, the quarterback, Kaepernick.
Right.
Somebody, he posted something, and then somebody went at him, was like, yo, you need to be practicing your accuracy. He could have easily just dismissed it and went on his way. But Mr. Kaepernick got in his feelings, and he basically tried to clown the dude. And the dude, I think he had maybe, I'm just thinking up a number, it was low numbers, he had maybe 15 followers. But after Kaepernick said something to him,
he
shot up quickly to 2,000 followers.
So if little Johnny gets a personal invite from Drake or his people, whoever is running his joint, and then he show his boys that he's approved on as a Drake follower, I guess. That is huge for that young man or young girl or whoever. So, so that being said, he ends the article saying, what all this comes down to, drum roll please, and we've been saying it for so long, literally, this is in the article, what it comes down to is dick riding. Becoming infatuated with endorsing or kissing up to someone, which is very popular at the moment, in hopes of gaining recognition and a sense of fulfillment or publicity. He also goes on to say, some artists have adopted the subtle dick riding, and not so subtle, and attempt to bolster themselves up to a level which those are in a position higher than them, a la Little Johnny really gets accepted from Drake personally or Drake's people to be one of the insiders on Drake's follower Instagram type thing, or Tumblr, or fucking what's that shit we use?
Twitter.
Twitter, yeah.
That's a big deal. And that is full-time dick riding. The artist gets another person on the millions he's got already. Little Johnny gets the really pub in his neighborhood. Yo, nigga, Drake hit me back first, nigga. That's a big deal. We ain't even dealing with the music at that point. Once the music drops, well, then you got to represent.
Yep.
There's the problem.
So
there's a major problem with this. Just let you know that the music is not going to get any better.
Music.
It's image first.
Music.
How I look. It's what I look like. It's who I got, who my friends are, who's following me, what kind of stars I know. And none of this has got, you ain't heard a damn thing from me. You ain't heard no music yet. So the music doesn't have to be good as long as your image is good.
Music, social media, side hustle.
As long as niggas
okay, but wait,
love you.
There will be people to say, well, Hip Hop Digest, even though it's me that handles that, they will be like, yo, y'all got a Instagram, y'all got a Twitter, okay, y'all got a Facebook.
So check it out. We do. But let's be clear. You said it. Swerving, E-Color handles that.
He handles that, but that is necessary to be doing what we're doing.
I get that. I guess what I'm saying is, but we're not musical artists. You can either listen to us or cut it off. I mean, this is a talking blog. You know what I mean? We're not dependent. We like people tuning in, you know. I appreciate that. But I don't know. I mean, it's not a double standard. I'm not putting that out there. I'm only saying that. Trust me when I tell you, if this was about some real 100% money making, somebody's going to come to me and be like, yo, Killer, you got to get your own Twitter handle, son.
That
you
is
too,
true.
Kirk G.
Right.
That is true.
And that'll be like, well, that means you're going to be handling it then.
I guess I'll be getting paid for that.
what is your fee, sir?
Yeah, I mean, that's just 100.
It's like for my family. You know, we family here. You heard me?
We all family here. This sign right here, though. You know what I'm saying? Water, your sign right here. I got your Twitter for you. 100.
Sign on this line, you heard me?
Oh, wow. That's incredible. So that's what's up, man. Social media, music, social media, side hustle. More important than the music. That's how I look at it.
That made me think about Mr. Sanzik right there. I think it was on, what was that other shit that we listened to? But anyway, what he said on one of the comments was that we like them old dudes on the Muppet Show and shit. That be sitting up in the stands of three dudes.
Yes! Yeah!
And you going off about this Twitter shit. I'm like, we sound like some old ass niggas. Like, these niggas don't even know nothing.
You can't get in.
They don't know nothing about the gram. They don't know about no Vine. They don't know nothing about all this shit. This is that new shit, nigga. Y'all motherfuckers is old, nigga. Y'all ain't even relevant, nigga. Niggas can just make up a Facebook page about y'all, niggas. Niggas can make up shit about y'all. Y'all wouldn't even fucking know if they made that shit up because y'all motherfuckers ain't down with this shit.
That's true.
Damn, I guess we'll be able to get a Wikipedia.
I don't know because, I turn my computer off at night and shit. Yo, you're right. I wouldn't. And you're right. I fully admit to that as a dinosaur. I'm a dinosaur on that. So, Swervin, somebody had a question for me?
Yeah, but before we get out of that topic, we may be dinosaurs, but we got copyrights. So you try it, and we'll sue.
We bought our business.
Yo, you know what? Somehow, lost in all this popularity, people forget to do the paperwork. We didn't forget.
No, we bought our business.
You heard me. So anyway, who had a question and what was it?
That was the Real American Hero.
What
at
up, yo?
ACM0045.
What he up, says, yo?
King Killa negatively critiqued Drake because his album is more of the same. But then he complains when old school rappers like LL Cool J do different shit and it's out of character. But on some what the fuck shit, is that a double standard?
Okay, let me answer that. Drake is easy. I'm going to get that out of the way. That's generational. There are some guys that I'm going to be able to listen to. It looks like I'm really going to be able to listen to Big Crit. It looks like I'm going to be able to listen to J. Cole. I'm just not going to be able to listen to Drake. That's just purely generational. That's just what it comes down to. I don't think Drake can do anything sort of discarding what is his the most famous and get on some Ninth Wonder produced Little Brother, which he claims he loved and grew up on type shit, and goes in heavy. Kev Brown produced shit short of that. I'm not going to be able to listen to him. So that's easy. LL Cool J. Is it really sort of like a double standard when LL Cool J literally is making a record called Ratchet? Now, it ain't just me. I may have said something about it, but I'd like you to look at the results. LL Cool J, again, made a record called Ratchet. I believe that that 14-year-old boy that I talked to the other day didn't give a fuck about LL Cool J's Ratchet, don't want to know nothing about LL Cool J's racket, and it is generational for him as well. Probably come to me, I don't give a fuck what LL Cool J calls that shit. I can't listen to that motherfucker. And that's 100. So I don't really see, I see it more generational. There are people commercially, generationally, that I probably can listen to. And I named just three off the top of my head commercially.
But I have to say, I don't think you answered the question, sir.
Okay.
What was the question again? He said something about you being a hypocritical or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Basically saying I criticize Drake for doing the same thing, different shit.
With
Drake,
But then LL tried to do something different, and you act like this nigga is tripping when he does something different. It's basically, I think that's what he's trying to say.
Well, yeah, I tried to answer the question as best I could. Again, Drake, when I hear him, I know people think he's a wonderful artist. That's your opinion. That's cool. I don't have a beef with that. It's hard for me to reach that, but that's generational. I can reach LL Cool J generationally. So I'm critiquing LL Cool J. I'm not saying that he needs to do Rock the Bells or I Need a Beat every time.
But he don't need to be making Ratchet.
Exactly. That's the point I'm saying. Okay. But when you reach for Ratchet, it's not like he called up Pete Rock and was like, yo, I need some joints. Or Molly, could you do this, that, and the third? Or even some of the young guys, producers, somebody, Odyssey, Mellow Music Group.
Right.
And then he does LL Cool J. Then I'm like, oh, shit. He's got Odyssey on the beat. LL Cool J sounds crazy hungry. I'm critiquing it from that point. But when you got something that sounds like Mustard on the beat.
Right.
And then this motherfucker who, you know, 47, 48, 49, talking Ratchet. Come on, man. Really?
So you would rather see Drake do some old school LL?
No, I'm just saying, generationally, I can't listen to Drake. I would be probably more apt to listen to Drake. Somebody sent us, I think it was Artemis, who sent us a track, a Drake. I don't know if it was Anita Baker loop, him and Fonte. Oh, for the life of me, I wish I can remember that record. But I thought it was an Anita Baker loop.
One of our listeners.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. And it was Artemis.
I think it was Artemis. And I was like, oh, shit, that's Drake? Right. That was my exact words.
Yep.
So, to say that Drake is not talented, I'm not saying that. I'm saying the way he presents his art, generationally, it is no way I'm going to be able to reach that.
Right.
That's the answer to that question. And he's always done that. That is his success. Drake, for himself, why would he walk away from that?
Right, but he's saying you complain about him doing the same thing over and over again with his with the emo shit he does, being emotionally all talking to women. I'm sorry what I did to you, but if you get rid of my bodyguards, I'm going to slap the shit out of you if you talk. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Every record sounds the same, but then when LL tries to come in, he does something different. You know what I'm saying? You get at him. So what is it?
What it is exactly what it is. Again, I don't want to have to explain it again, but... LL Cool J doing something that it's not even so much me. I still take it to the fact that there's nobody under the age of 35, no matter what kind of new type of production LL Cool J, whether if it's Mustard, whether if it's Mike Will, nobody, no teenager, no young person in their 20s is going to give a flying fuck about that from LL Cool J. So that's not just me.
Right. My problem with that type of shit, though, with old school artists or anybody doing something different is if you do it different, you can do something different over a different type of beat, but at least bring lyrics to the set. Do you. Like I said, if you're a lyrical type of dude, don't get on a trap record and start rapping like you fucking 3 years old. At least bring lyrical skill to the beat, and I'll be like, okay, I hear why he did it. You know what I'm saying? As much as we talk about the corporate, he dumbed it way the fuck down, but he ain't dumbed it down to their level. Even though he raps over trap type of shit, he ain't dumbed it down to the fucking level where they're just talking about the most nonsensical shit.
And let me ask you a question. Do we criticize the corporate for that?
Yes, we do. We criticize the corporate for changing for what he used to be to now what he is. That's what we criticize.
So I'm saying, so isn't that the same thing, the question LL Cool J v. Drake?
Pretty much.
I mean, so that's all I'm saying. Again, so, you know, that hopefully American Hero, that answers the question. Somehow I think I'm going to get raked over the coals for not answering the question. I mean, is it a double standard? You could probably take it as a double standard. I'm trying to explain it the best way I can. It's not that I'm giving anybody a break on that shit, you know? A young person who's 18 years old who's loving Drake, I mean, they ain't, basically, they're gonna say, fuck that old nigga, you just don't know what's up. And I can deal with that. You know what I'm saying? But they're not gonna know what's up with LL Cool J at the height of his powers neither. And nor are they gonna respect him doing this new shit at the level he's doing it. So, indeed. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, speaking of Jay Electronica, he released a new record last night or the night before, Road to Perdition. It's got snips of the corporate rapper in there to give it some, I guess some corporate rapper bows on the track or whatever. And this is not me. I mean, this is not me. I seen this shit. I listened to the Jay Elect track. I was like, gee, oh my goodness, this nigga. Oh, this motherfucker is just... He's nuts. Yeah, what can I say? But this is not me. This is the first comment that I took from this topic. Listening to Drake after listening to Jay Electronica is like eating wax fruit after an Orange Julius smoothie. It's not me. That's not my opinion. That's the first comment that somebody wrote after listening to the new Jay Electronica. Kurt G, swerving, I'm out of breath. Somebody else say something.
Well,
because I'm going to get hammered. I know I'm going to get hammered with Drake fans saying, this nigga, you don't know what's up. So Jay Elect puts out one track. The first thing was like listening to Drake after listening to this is like eating wax fruit. It's not my opinion.
But ain't nobody going to really argue with that, though. Even Kurt. You know,
oh, hell no.
You know, given Drake some due in the past.
I still give him due. I still think the nigga's nice. And I still
but
think
you ain't going to argue with Jay Electronica versus
Hell
Drake,
no.
though, are
Hell
you?
Hell to the nah.
Okay.
It's not going to happen.
Well, I mean, so again, but like I said, now I don't know anything about the person who wrote the comment. That was just the first comment under the 70 comments that they probably got in the hours that the track was released. You know? I mean, people made a lot of different comments. That just happened to be the first one that I picked out. I was like, damn, you know? So
there's going to be people that are not going to understand Jay Electronica. It's too dictionary.
Jay Electronica's on a different level.
Yeah.
Like I said, I give Drake all kinds of credit. I really think he's nice, but I think he's nice if he wants to be. The bullshit that he makes, I'm not feeling none of that shit either.
That sounds generational to me. So,
but I lyrically think that he can be nice. I really think that this nigga lyrically can be nice. Again, if he actually is rhyming over those type of beats that I want to hear.
I said, when Artemis bring us that track,
right?
Those were my what? That's Drake.
Right, and on that level, Drake has a chance of even being in the same lane with Jay Electronica if he's rhyming over those type of beats.
Slow down, son.
I don't know about that.
I said a chance of being in the same lane with Jay Electronica if he's rhyming over those type of beats. But since the lane that he's chosen, the commercial lane that he's chosen, he could never go there. So if a nigga is comparing the two, of course it's Wax Fruit and Real Fruit. It's not going to happen.
Indeed. No doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is the G Unit is back together. I called G Unit up at Hot 97 with those clowns. They talked a lot of different shit, but I just found it to be particularly interesting. They got a new joint called, what is this shit called? Beast? The Beast? Oh, okay. Yeah, new EP called The Beast. So one of the first things they asked 50 was, this is the second EP. Why didn't you just go ahead and just put out a whole album? And were you scared of the low numbers that may or may not come with it? So 50 gave a real quick corporate answer about that and said he's happy with how much that they're selling. And it's better for them to just do like, you know, 4 or 5 song EPs every time out. Young Buck was up there. I watched the video. You know, I like G-Unit. I always like G-Unit. I know a lot of people didn't really like G-Unit for one reason or another. But I always like G-Unit. And I thought it was good to see them up there. But question is to you two gentlemen is that you're never going to see G-Unit at, you know, a ridiculous $1 million, you know, or a million sales record. You'll never see that. But does G-Unit have a place in today's landscape? Boy, there's a lot of crickets.
There's crickets going on because I think time has passed them and it's too much like bad blood and other shit that doesn't happen. And
well, they were all, I mean, every last one of them except for the new young boy 50 added. Buck was up there. I mean, you know, Yayo, you know, Banks, Fitty, the whole crew was up there.
Niggas is up there because there's a potential check involved. It's my
but
only,
you know what though?
It's not like they're doing it because there's love there. You know what I'm saying? The love is gone.
But the theme that feeds right into what I was gonna say, because the theme song is "She Keeps on Passing Me By." Their audience is gone, B.
Really?
Yeah, gone.
You know what? I don't know, and maybe it's just because I do have a soft spot for G Unit. I think G Unit makes pretty good music now. Is it going to reach today's audience? I agree with you both. Maybe not, you know. But as a personal rooting interest, I root for G-Unit. You know, you're right. They're not going to get back up there like that. So, in any case, it's a long interview. If anybody cares, go to Hot 97 and look at that. Whatever. G-Unit back, no doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, so this topic is Kurt G inspired the topic. Yeah, because last year when we were talking about the Nas, you know, 94, 20 years, Illmatic, the documentary, the whole thing or whatever, you went to a page and I was like, 94 might have been the greatest single year ever. And was like, I don't know, 95 is 95 crazy.
Is crazy.
So what I decided to do, and I know I'm late. This is already March and I'm already late. So I'm going to talk about, you know, not every week, but, you know, a couple of weeks in each month. I'm going to talk about releases that month of the year 1995. So first of all, I'm going to give an apology to Smith & Wesson, The Shining, which was January. of 1995, and The Roots' Do You Want More. Both came out in January of 95.
It started off 95.
So, right, exactly. So I'm going to give a shout out to those guys, an apology. I didn't think about doing this topic of this celebrated music for each month. Not every week, but, you know, I'm going to get some lists together. I'm not going to be able to talk about everybody. Don't call up here with no motherfucking Silk the Shocker. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to hear nothing about none of that Master P shit. None of that. So, but what I will talk about is March of 1995 was the New Jersey Drive soundtrack. Big L's first album, Lifestyles of the Poor and Dangerous. E-40, In a Major Way. ODB, Return to 36 Chambers, the Dirty Version. But March of 1995, the album that we're going to talk about is my personal favorite, if I had to pick one, Tupac album, Me Against the World, March 1995. Those are the releases that came out March of 1995. Tupac Shakur was the first male solo artist to have a number one album while incarcerated in 1995.
Mentioned Tupac B. You mentioning Tupac?
That's my favorite. That's my favorite.
Things done changed.
That's my favorite Tupac album, Me Against the World. I know a lot of people like a lot of the Death Row stuff, and I get it.
Strictly for my niggas.
There's anyway. A lot of continuance who's down with the down for my niggas and all that shit. Strictly for my niggas. Machiavelli, fuck all that.
Damn.
I'm sorry. Tupac, best album in my opinion. This is just me, King Killer's personal. So everybody calm down. It's not a digest definitive. It's just March of 1995, Tupac Shakur, Me Against the World. So many records on there with the exception of one. And that record is Dear Mama. Not that it wasn't a good record. But you got to look at the landscape. At that time, Flavor 1580 was an all-AM station that we had in the DMV. And they played Dear Mama every 2 damn minutes. I got sick of that record. Short of that.
Dear Mama.
All that, so you know, all that other shit on there, So Many Tears and all that other shit's crazy. My personal favorite Tupac record, Me Against the World, Swerving Your Tupac, nigga.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So, I ain't mad at that. For that time frame, we're talking strictly 95. We're not talking about before or after. We're talking about March.
March of 1995.
So I'm still shocked that you were even mentioning Tupac, but I'll take it.
Hey, no doubt. I'm just saying March of 95. I'm going to do that, you know, a couple of times. I might do it next week. Maybe I will. Maybe I won't. Not everybody's going to get listed. March next time, you know, obviously we'll be April. We'll do the April releases of 1995. And probably talk about maybe the standout release from that. But that's just a couple of things from March of 95. So, and also want to give a shout out to Bagari Black, who submitted his favorite West Coast list, which included the Bone Thugs E-1999. I would suspect that West Coast aficionados will want to claim that. He put that on a West Coast list. I know it was on Ruthless Records.
That's Cleveland, isn't it?
And that is Cleveland. But I think Midwest guys are going to be like, you can't have it.
They went out west to record it, didn't they?
Ruthless.
It was on Ruthless Records, and they did go out west to record it. So the rationale, I understand the rationale. Shout out to Bagari Black.
And when I first heard them, I thought they was West Coast niggas. Because of the music.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, the style is, the whole situation is just is ridiculous. I mean, on that level. And he also put on there is We Come Strapped. That's MC8, Compton's Most Wanted. Yeah, I don't know about that. That was an okay record. I mean, just, I don't know. My personal favorite was Music to Drive By. That's a whole nother game.
Yeah,
but
that one there, boy.
Yeah, I love Music to Drive By, yo. It's just one of my favorite joints. But anyway, shout out to Bagari Black, yo. Scholar to the highest degree. Kurt G, are you together?
Well, can I get a couple of shout outs on Twitter real quick?
Oh, by all means.
Social media. We're going to make people... happy. We're going to make some people happy today, connected to Hip Hop Digest today.
Okay. No doubt.
Shout out to Erica Hunzinger, who said, all 5 Hip Hop Digest weekly picks resonate. Don't sleep on the Shuko track.
Oh,
And then there's Daniel Bijan. I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly, because it's B-I-J-A-N. So Daniel Bijan, what's up, yo? Thank you for your tweets. And he was feeling some old crazy shit he sent to some little boy rapping, which was, we had a little conversation on Twitter. It's on there. But anyway, shout out to them. And Ali, Howdy Saudi, who's always shouting us. So that's what's up.
No doubt, no doubt, no doubt. And Kurt G is trying to get his shit together.
Yeah, yeah, I'm here.
I tried to stall for you, brother.
I seen you have my back, and I appreciate that, sir. I do appreciate that, my nigga.
We ain't seen the bus warm up in a while, huh?
Yeah, but I'm ready now.
All right, Kurt G, albums of the week.
All right, this week we got Fashion, The Ecology, and we got The Four Owls, Natural Order. And our instrumental joint this week is Clots 2 Harbor Hits.
Okay, no doubt. Indeed. So I guess, is that it, gentlemen?
That's what's up.
Then that's what's up.
Get your social media game up, sucker.
Nigga. y'all don't even register on a social media site, nigga. Y'all motherfuckers got what? 2,000 followers, nigga? Y'all ain't
actually,
shit.
Actually, we do. We got like 17 followers now, boy.
We got shit, y'all. Damn, motherfuckers. Yo. I got 1 million, motherfucker. Fuck y'all.
Damn. Tumblr, Vine, Google Plus, we're gone. Yeah. Peace.
One.
She have to confess that I am the best, that I am the best. Confess. She have to confess that I am the best. She have to confess that I am the best, that I am the best. Confess. She have to confess that I am the best. Confess.
Wa-da-da-dang, wa-da-da-da-da-dang. Step into the party with Bacardi in my veins. I knock a dame, her body I gotta bang. Like it was a 9mm that I aim. Not a train, I probably forgot a name. Arrive with the game, the posse that I claim. Play Monopoly game, profiting off pain. Hit a bopping and go hopping a range. The best at it, according to sex addicts. Made it wet and made a mess out of fresh fabrics. She bout to come, I should just let her. Hun, it doesn't get better than the 6-letter.
She have to confess that I am the best. That I am the best. Confess. She have to confess that I am the best. She have to confess that I am the best. That I am the best. Confess. She have to confess that I am the best. Confess.
Stop your blood clot lying, no. Him no lying. When I gave it to her, she swore that she saw Zion. Hit it hard, yeah, I gave her all iron. Boom, more fire, I torch your whole attire. I scorch writers at liquor store ciphers. Yeah, the poor righteous teacher with arthritis. Patois of a rap star, I mack hard. Bag bitches in the backyard and dash off. Treat me like a flask, got they swallowing fashion. Why did I have to go and attack y'all? Hey, why da da dang, whole lot of dollars. The game, whole lot of shots with bottles and models. We gotta
bang. She have to confess that I am the best. That I am the best. Confess. She have to confess that I am the best.
God bless the child who can hold his own. No emotion from the homie cozy in the throne. Who got his own poems I'm pinning, prone to pitching. Product of his zone, I answered, I'm over the limit. Scolding my critics, forget a title, you couldn't hold my attention. Did I mention, took control of the imprint. Strolling, limping, with the soul of a pimpus. Archbishop meets Bart Simpson. Start skitzing, Sean throw bars from long distance. Too many magazines to let off, my palms itching. Either I'm insane or y'all not in my lane. Why do I gotta be modest? I'm about to body the game.
She have to confess that I am the best. That I am the best. Confess. She have to confess that I am the best. The time. confess.
I know you love, I know you need, I know you want, you got a fear, so listen to it, and really dig, and if you hear, you have to cheer, and try to sing, and always play, to show your friends, I never let, I only spit, and never split, now do you get, and do you like, just cause you like, don't have to buy.
I caught that ill vibe, looking to kill vibes, I don't feel so poor, MC's rap. That's unreal, all dried up like 6-day-old oatmeal. Doing this make you flip just like a cartwheel. With that type of hip-hop that really makes your heart feel like you can't cope and you really need to pop pills. Just to deal with my rawness, which more or less means I created a style which is flawless. Star sign Taurus, no, my hornless. Scorpio, don't you know it lawless. Priceless, homie, but now you can't pawn this. Let me show DJ Sticks, I mean Sean this. MC and DJ stands up the tallest. So dumb can't say they never saw this, son. We gotta pause this verse, bring in the chorus.
I know you love, I know you need, I know you want, you got a fear, so listen to it, and really dig, and if you hear, you have to cheer, and try to sing, and always play, to show your friends, I never let, I only spit, and never split, now do you get, and do you like, just cause you like, don't have to buy.
Check it, show me how you will react towards this, while my rolling hard disc just records this, soldiers walk in the dark. But walks torchless. Lyrics so damn hot, they probably scorch this. You ain't wearing my shoes, so can't walk this. Life that I lead, how must I transport this? So much rhyme, so ill, you need a forklift. None respect to them who done bought this. Rhyme style, effortless, son, but never thoughtless. Wanna test some, we'll make your face jawless. Make you wish you didn't tamper with the rawness. Not like a butterfly, more just like a walrus. Need a hot beat, you better call us, son. This ain't someone else, it's all us. Gotta pause this verse, bring in the chorus.
I know you love, I know you need, I know you want, you got a fear, so listen to it, and really dig, and if you hear, you have to cheer, and try to sing, and always play, to show your friends, I never let, I only spit, and never split, now do you get, and do you like, just cause you like, don't have to buy.
Map profession's mic murdering. Approach from all angles, I'm climbing out of the furnishings. See the cops, then I'm swerving them. 3-point shots, nothing but net, I'm serving them. The Queen's head, I'm burning them. I'm living proof, you get your dreams if you work for them. I lost memories like fam, I'm writing verse for them. Piss a gift, not a curse, when life's turbulent. When lies emerge, protect your chest like your sternum does. Sharpie with the flow, yeah, you know it's so permanent. I percolate where the stench of pain permeates. My words are straight, I like the curves on the girl I date. For I'll stay masked, like a burglar's face. Flying so high, we're found right by the pearly gates. Now with a sound that gives the opposite a breakdown. Rule of recognize, rule the skill will take the fakes out. Live and unleashed, wipe a tongue tea, tie your tongue round your neck, man, I'm climbing up peaks. The mountaineer, now it's clear, a new cycle. Pedaling fast, they're messing with our survival. Terror to the eyeballs, effective to the brain. Blood, sweat and tears smeared over the terrain. It's the path less traveled, the front is unraveling. The fabric disappears, now there's just a hollow mannequin. Standing in the wilderness, bewildered by the silence. Unforgiving pain, hidden deep like a sniper. Take your best shot. Fuck 'em up when I got 'em open like the virus on your desktop. I'm picking words like the best crop. Stress not while you see him red and getting sent off. The rep got bigger and I'm still saying F the critics. Been dope for years and I'm still getting better with it. Bitch, bitch.
This is back to the block. Before every rapper sold rocks, before everybody needed rocks and they watched, just watch. Now it's all about boardrooms and stocks. Words paint pictures, I'm an artist nonstop. Raw beats, raps, this is called hip hop. Only way I flop is belly first in a pool. People talk brand talk to appear cool. Learn to follow rules, I'm a man first fool. Get to school, chalk it all up to business being shrewd. No guidelines, you're an outline fool. Sharks in the water, this is what you wanna do. For me, this like breathing, blood in the veins, muscle on the bone. We are not the same, I rap to make change. You rapping for the change, scraps and Cadillacs, go ahead and do your thing.
Over the globe, my vocals be traveling the flavor. Words of wisdom, I'm the flavor, I'm the flavor. Words of wisdom, I rap like no one out there can fuck with me. I'm the flavor. Over the globe, my vocals be traveling the flavor. I'm the flavor. Words of wisdom, I rap like no one out there can fuck with me.
God's Precise is where you go to get your raps from. Forbes magazine aspire to be number one. But no rapper gonna make it to that top layer. You a nigga now was before you got here. Spit a hard feelings, this is dope dealing. Enough rope for you to choke yourself, easy killing. Call it hands free, young and ass for me. I'm on the balcony, hands gripping the pump. See how being drunk off your ego will skew the mind limited view. A theater near you displays every dream till it seems that it's true. COINTELPRO, they infiltrated the crew. The throw us in jail, operated like a zoo. I'm just reminding you of things you already knew. From that Project Concrete, a rose grew, but we only see the weeds in our view.
Over the globe, my vocals be traveling the flavor. Words of wisdom, I'm the flavor, I'm the flavor. Words of wisdom, I rap like no one out there can fuck with me. I'm the flavor. Over the globe, my vocals be traveling the flavor. I'm the flavor. Words of wisdom, I rap like no one out there can fuck with me.
I don't. I'm living every day like a hustle. Another drug and juggle. Another day, another struggle. I don't wanna live no more. Sometimes I hear death knocking at my front door. I'm living every day like a hustle. Another drug and juggle. Another day, another struggle. I know how it feel to wake up fucked up. Pockets broke as hell, another rock to sell. People look at you like you's the user, selling drugs to all the losers, mad Buddha abuser. But they don't know about your stress-filled day. Baby on the way, mad bills to pay. That's why you drink Tangeray, so you can reminisce and wish you wasn't living so devilish. Shit, I remember I was just like you, smoking blunts with my crew, flipping over 62s. Cause GED wasn't B-I-G, I got P-A-I-D. That's why my mom hate me. She was forced to kick me out, no doubt. Then I figured out, niggas went for 20,000 out. Packed up my tools for my raw power move. Glock 19 for casket and flower moves. But Trump's trying to stop my flow. And what they don't know will show on the autopsy. Went to see Poppy to cop me a brick. Asked for some consignment, he wasn't trying to hear it. Smoking mad Newports, cause I'm doing court for an assault that I caught in Bridgeport, New York. Catch me if you can, like the gingerbread man. You better have your gat in hand, cause man. I'm living every day like a hustle. Another drug and juggle. Another day, another struggle. I don't wanna live no more. Sometimes I hear death knocking at my front door. I'm living every day like a hustle. Another drug and juggle. Another day, another struggle.
I had the master plan. I'm in the caravan on my way to Maryland with my man 2-Tex to take over this project. They call him 2-Tex, he tote 2-Tex. And when he stopped the bus, he like to ask who's next. I got my honey on the Amtrak with the crack in the crack of her ass. 2 pounds of hash in the stash. I wait for honey to make some quick cash. I told her she could be lieutenant, bitch got gas. At last, I'm literally lounging black. Sitting back, counting double digit thousand stacks. Had to re-up to see what's up with my peeps. Toyota dealer gone, had it cheap on the Jeep. See who got smoked, what rumors were spread. Last I heard I was dead, with 6 to the head. Then I got the phone call, it couldn't hit me harder. We got infiltrated, like you know at the Carter. Heard tech got murdered in a town I never heard of. By some bitch that now murder over nickel-plated burners. And my bitch, swear to God she won't snitch. I told her when she hit the bricks, I make the hooker rich. Conspiracy, she'll be home in 3. Until then, I looks out for the whole family. A true G, that's me, blowing like a bubble in the everyday struggle.
I don't wanna live no more. Sometimes I hear death knocking at my front door. I'm living every day like a hustle. Another drug to juggle. Another day, another struggle. I don't wanna live no more. Sometimes I hear death knocking at my front door. I'm living every day like a hustle. Another drug to juggle. Another day, another struggle.
I'm seeing body after body, and I'm Mayor Giuliani. Ain't trying to see no black man turn to John Gotti. My daughter use a potty, so she's older now. Educated street knowledge, I'm a molder now. Trick a little dough, buying young girls fringes. Dealing with the dope fiend binges. Seeing syringes in the vein. Hard to explain how I maintain. The crack smoke make my brain feel so strange. Breaking days on the set, no sweat. Drunk off my wet, can't bag yet because it's still wet. But when I drive back at 5 at a time, I can clock about 9 on the check. I had the first and the third. Rehearsed, that's my word. Dick in the game, these knew my first name. Should I quit shit? No. Even though they had me scared, yo, they got an 8, I got a check with air holes. And that's just how the shit go in the struggle, motherfucker.
Come on. What you say? What you say?
I don't wanna live no more. Sometimes I hear death knocking at my front door. I'm living every day like a hustle. Another drug and juggle. Another day, another struggle. I don't wanna live no more. Sometimes I hear death knocking at my front door. I'm living every day like a hustle. Another drug and juggle. Another day, another struggle. I don't wanna live no more. Sometimes I hear death knocking at my front door. I'm living every day like a hustle. Another drug and juggle. Another day, another struggle. I don't wanna live no more. Sometimes I hear death knocking at my front door. I'm living every day like a hustle. Another drug to juggle. Another day, another struggle.
Right.
To the mafia, right.